We had Donald Trump telling Vladimir Putin to stop after a Russian missile and drone attack on Kyiv that killed 12 and injured 90. It was one of the deadliest Russian assaults on the Ukrainian capital in months and comes as President Trump and his officials warn of a ticking clock on their involvement in a peace process that asks Ukraine to accept territorial concessions. Moscow currently controls about 20% of Ukraine territory. The mayor of Kyiv, Vitaly Klitschko, has told the BBC that Ukraine may have to give up land as part of a peace deal with Russia amid a growing pressure from President Trump to accept territorial concessions.
Right now, it doesn't take a solution. Right now, a lot of conversation about possible solution. And one of the scenario, what you say, is to give up the territory. It's not fair. But for the peace, temporary peace, maybe can be a solution.
Well, let's talk about territory. That was the mayor of Kyiv, Vitaly Klitschko. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the US brokered peace proposal now and the possibilities of success with Richard Sheriff, the former NATO Deputy Supreme Commander in Europe. Good morning and welcome to the programme. Does President, and I've heard, let me start here, I've heard you express a very pessimistic view. You say that the peace process and possibilities of peace right now in Ukraine are in the buffers. Is that still your view?
Very, very much so. And good morning and thank you for having me. The Trump proposal for peace is nothing short of capitulating to Putin. And it is almost impossible to see how Ukraine can accept that. We've heard from Vitaly Klitschko about the possibilities of territorial or giving up territory. But that is a matter for the Ukraine government. And it's not a matter for Trump to try and ram down the throats of Ukraine, because all it is doing is appeasing Putin. And Putin's response to that is the sort of the brutal raw power contempt that he shows when he launches ballistic missiles attack at Ukrainian civilians. So I don't think there's any prospect of peace until Russia is forced to accept it. And the only way you force Russia to accept it is to apply even more brutal raw power over Russia than they can deploy to you. And that is going to require Europe to get a grip, get its act together, and give Ukraine the support needed to achieve that end.
When you say brutal raw power, do you mean bombing Russia into submission?
I mean a properly thought through strategy with the end state of a Europe whole, free and secure against long-term Russian aggression. The first step in that is supporting Ukraine to defeat Russia in Ukraine. And I'm not going to go into the detail of what that requires. That is a matter for detailed strategy design. But it means it has got to mean power and aggression against Russia, supported by Europe, and means Europe giving the weapons, the ammunition, the equipment, the training support, the advice with reform of armed forces, economic sanctions, removing access to Russian sovereign wealth funds sitting in Brussels, $200 million worth of sovereign funds, which could be used to fund money for Ukraine. And part of that absolutely is Ukraine hitting Russia where it hurts and continuing and ramping up its own bombing campaigns against Russia. So, because that's the only language that Putin understands.
Mm-hmm. So you're suggesting, are you, that America step out and Europe steps up?
I think so. I mean, my view is that America cannot be trusted as an ally. Trump is effectively a friend of Putin, and my enemy's friend is my enemy. America is we are in a different world with America now, ever since the Munich Security Conference. And Europe's got to recognize that it stands alone. And I'm afraid that's the way it is now. And we're in a completely new frame of reference, and we've all got to understand that.
If Europe stands alone, does it have the capacity and the unity to step up?
Well, listen, if you combine the European combined GDP, it's four times that of Russia, if not higher than that. The population is four times. We've got masses more capability if we pulled it together. Now, your key point is unity. Therein lies the challenge, and this is going to require extraordinary leadership, moral courage, and sacrifice from Europe. But this is something that we've got to do, because otherwise, I mean, the consequences of the Trump deal going through mean that it is okay for a country to invade another. It's okay to destroy its cities, to massacre its civilians, to rape its women, to deport its children. And then for that country to turn to the international community and say, well, I've done it now. And the international community says, okay, well, that's okay. I mean, this is a world we cannot accept. And, you know, we as Europe have to stand up. As I say, it's going to be tough, it's going to be hard, but we could do it if we had the guts.
For Ukrainians, many of them living in this country now, listening to your analysis this morning, for people who may have hoped they might see a ceasefire and end to this conflict anytime soon, your timeline suggests that this could run on and be bloody long into the future.
I would love this thing to end now, tomorrow. But we've got to realize that this is not going to end with the sort of negotiation that Trump has tried, because America has demonstrated fundamental weakness, which is why Putin is treating him with such contempt. I'm afraid this is a long, hard slog. And, you know, rather like, in a sense, Britain in 1940, there was only one way that this could end, and that was with the complete defeat of the enemy. And that is, I'm afraid, the reality of the world we're in now. And we've got to go through this for the sake of future generations.
I say this with respect, but you're a military man, so you think militarily as opposed to politically, perhaps?
Yeah, but I think realistically too. And yes, I'm a military man by background and all that, but my goodness me, you won't find any greater pacifist than military men who've understood the nature of conflict and know that the only way to prevent conflict is through strength.
Richard Sheriff, former NATO Deputy Supreme Commander in Europe, thank you very much for joining us on Morning Ireland this morning. It's 8:30.